This interview is with Dr. John Clifford, Deputy Administrator for USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, who attended the National Institute of Animal Agriculture's annual meeting in Sacramento and met with the group's Committee on National Animal Identification.
So I'd like to first start by asking you, where are we at as far as that's concerned?
Well, I think we're making good progress. We're at about 380,000 premises nationally, and of course, we're really focusing on premises registration right now nationally. We have a request for proposal out there with nonprofit organizations to assist us in the outreach efforts that we have ongoing, as well as we have outreach efforts that we've contracted with an organization to do. And I think it's having an effect and a positive impact nationally with regards to this program.
This is still, we're still looking at this in terms of a voluntary program, correct?
Absolutely. The program is a voluntary program and will remain to be a voluntary program at the federal level. Now, at the state level, the state can decide whether or not they want to make this program mandatory or not, and there's a few states that have components of the program that are mandatory.
So in terms of this being a voluntary program, what would do you tell producers of all types of livestock? What are the benefits to producers and the benefits of the country in whole, as a whole for them to participate in premises registration?
Well, the benefits and what we've been saying all along and will continue to be are directly related to animal health. And it's not just the benefits that they would have in case of a foreign animal disease introduction, but it's also the benefits from the program diseases that we deal with today, whether you're talking about tuberculosis, scrapie, chronic wasting disease, to tuberculosis eradication, all of those program diseases directly benefit from having the more identification and the greater level of traceability, the better job we can do and reduce the impact to producers' herds and to their neighbors' herds.
Generally speaking, the most common objection to premises registration or any sort of animal ID system is confidentiality. What do you tell producers regarding that issue?
We've indicated to producers that we will protect their information. Premises registration and held at the state and federal level. At the federal level, we would not share that private business information that they would not want to be released. With regards to animal tracking, that type of information will be held privately within organizations that have a animal tracking database. In fact, we have agreements right now with 14 animal tracking databases. 13 of those are in the private sector, one is with the state. And we will be entering into more long-term agreements with many of those organizations as we implement the animal trace processing system, which is really nothing more than a portal that will connect to those databases to allow us to access that information only if there's an animal health event that's necessary for us to do so. And we would only look at that information or pull the information that's necessary and specifically related to that event, so that the rest of their data would remain in that system and be held privately or by state.
At this point, what are the goals of USDA regarding animal identification in general and premises registration in particular?
Well, we'd set a goal of 25% to meet that goal by January of 07, the end of January 07, and we did that. We are looking now at setting a new goal for the end of January of next year. We have yet to set that actual goal, but as soon as we establish that goal, we'll be letting people know. But regardless, our ultimate goal is to get a level of participation that's necessary to have good and accurate traceability and a system that will work well.
And again, this is for all producers of all types of livestock, correct? Not just cattle?
That's correct. It's all livestock populations, basically, that we would encourage to participate. Now, there's been concerns raised relative to size and whether people need to participate. We would encourage people to voluntarily get a premises number for even very small numbers But animals will not need to be identified, such as a horse for a trail ride or a backyard-type poultry that is being held there at that particular location. So there needs to be a good understanding relative to that, that we're not asking for those types of animals to all be identified.
Avian influenza continues to be a concern. I understand that we just had a situation in West Virginia regarding some turkeys. Could you tell us about that?
Well, the situation in West Virginia is well underhand. It's a it was an H5N2. It was a all indications are that it's a low-path avian influenza. This was detected as a part of routine surveillance, and so there was no clinical signs or evidence of any disease here, and it's certainly nothing of concern from a human health standpoint. The flock has been quarantined and depopulated, and then they'll be doing some local surveillance around that. But I think that this has well been very quickly detected and taken care of.
Is this an indication of how prepared USDA and agriculture organizations on the state level, as well as the poultry industry, is for the potential of detecting a high-path avian influenza?
Well, I think that the U.S. is very prepared, not to say that there's not always areas that there can be improvement, but we're very prepared for this type of issue, and it comes from, as you indicated, a lot of work from the industry itself, the poultry industry, the sector, and the states as well as the federal working together to have this kind of response and early detection system.
Another issue we've heard about in animal agriculture is a shortage of large animal veterinarians, really across the country. Is there anything that's being done to address that, and what are your thoughts on that?
Actually, you're seeing a number of efforts in that way. I think the American Veterinary Medical Association, as well as the Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges, and federal entities down to others have been a part of trying to find ways to encourage veterinary students to become food animal practitioners, or for that matter, there's other areas such as in public food, public health sector, as well as animal health sector at the state and federal levels for these types of jobs. So I think there's a act that the AVMA and the veterinary medical colleges have supported with Congress to try to obtain funding to support the repayment of college loans to help support that effort, as well as others. So I think a lot of it has to do with increased level of awareness at the veterinary schools and level of training and knowledge of veterinary students, what's really out there for them.
As you're meeting with professionals throughout the animal agriculture industry in Sacramento this week, what are some of the other issues that you're hearing about that are important for the animal agriculture industry?
Well, I think, one thing that's always on everybody's mind is the continual emergency preparedness, regardless of what the issue is. And I think that that's something we all have to remain diligent and on top of all the time, so that we're always looking for areas and gaps and how to improve. So you can never be good enough. That's one of the areas that we're hearing about, and as well as, there's a number of issues that continue to be addressed in the area of equine. There's some discussion around the equine herpes virus issue, and then in the area of some of the other species, it can be from a number of factors of disease programs that are ongoing that need to be completed.
That is Dr. John Clifford, Deputy Administrator for USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.